Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. With this child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And seems to rain on my dreams. It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
The Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, everyone. My name is Sister Shelley. Oh, I'm so excited you tuned in today and honored to be able to speak the word of God into your life. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we give you all the glory. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice. I said we will rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you into this 15-minute message. Holy Spirit, have your way. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say amen. Well, last week, family, I was led to discuss about prayer matters, and it works. And this week, I'm led to remind you that your life matters. Your life matters to me, to God, and to the world. And that's the title of today's message, Your Life Matters. So first, I'm going to talk about Your life matters to me. So I'm going to start off with the Street Love personal message. I know you're probably thinking, well, how can I say your life matters to me when it's possible I've never met you, or maybe only met you for a moment for prayer? I can say it because years ago, I received a call that my longtime neighbor and friend Debbie had been told she only had a few months to live. I was devastated to hear the news. More devastated that no one told her that Jesus died for what she was going through and to not accept her diagnosis. She passed away within a few days. I promised the Lord that if he showed me how, I'd share his good news to everyone. Your life matters to me, so I seek ways to share the good news of Jesus every week. And here I am sharing it with you today. Amen. Your life matters. Glory to God. Our second point, your life matters to God, our Father. John 10:10b, Jesus is speaking. I am come that they might have life and that they might have life more abundantly. Glory to God. John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So I've read two scriptures where God is saying, I want you to have life more abundantly. But in the second scripture, he says it's available to the whosoever. That's you and I. You and I are the whosoever. So we can re-say that scripture. For God so loved, say your name, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, say your name, believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Glory to God. God says your life matters, and he wants your life to be abundant, and he wants it to be everlasting. And everlasting means that you would have life here, and then when you pass on, you'll have life in eternity. Because guess what? You are going somewhere, and you want to be in eternity with him, with our Heavenly Father. Amen? Our third point, your life matters to the world. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans and thoughts that I have toward you. Say your name. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, for you to have an expected end. 3 John 1:2 says, my beloved. Oh, y'all know how I love that word, beloved. But he's talking about you as well. So say your name. I wish above all things, how many things? All things, that you prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul, and that represents your mind, will, and emotions, prospers. So let's say that again. Glory to God. Your life matters to the world because they are waiting for you to find out your significant plan that God has for you and watch you prosper in your mind, your will, and emotions to God's glory. Hallelujah. Your life matters. Now let's go to our Street Love Bible story. We're going to the book of Job. I'm sorry, the book of Job. Some people say Job. But I'm going to give you the highlights. I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to give you the highlights. Glory to God. So in the book of Job, it records the story of a wealthy man whose good life turned to ashes because God allowed Satan to test his faith. So the tale began in heaven. Basically, God was praising Job for having such high faith. He's like, oh man, this is my man. He does everything right. And Satan basically said, that's because you protect everything he does. You bless him with everything. So God gave Satan the freedom to destroy anything in Job's life as a test of faith to see how he was going to respond. Now, I told you, your life matters. Well, Job's life matters too. But guess what happens to Job? Satan swept in like a plague. Within one day of being told by God to go and attack them, he did. He then attacked Job's herds. And then he killed his 10 children. And then Job himself was struck with a disease that left him covered with infected sores. Ugh, yuck, yuck, yuck. When his neighbors saw all these calamities happening, and we would call them stack attacks, he then said, well, maybe something you've done something terrible that's warranted all this punishment. So they threw him out of the city. So he's been what I call stack attack. Well, that's what we call it at Word of Faith. He's received a diagnosis with infectious sores. He's lost his job. He's lost his children. And he's lost his home. Glory to God. Now let's see how Job responds. Now Satan had indeed destroyed nearly everything Job loved and valued. Job says, I cursed the day that I was conceived, and he asked why he had been born. Job was confused. He had lived a good, righteous life, giving to the poor, caring for widows and the fatherless children, and loving his own family. Why was this happening? Selah, pause and think on that. Why are you being attacked? Is it because of something you've done? Is it because of the way you look? Is it because of your weight? Is it because you're not as pretty as your neighbor down the street? Is it because you didn't get your degree? Let's see what goes on with Job. Job responds and wishes to die. For Job, not understanding why God, the God he had served and honored, would allow disasters after disasters, all these stack attacks to come upon him, was more painful than even his physical suffering. I mean, he was just like, what the heck is going on? And then, of course, Job had some friends, and his friends was like, well, maybe you got some secret sins going on that nobody knows about, and you need to ask God to forgive you. And so they're in his ear, right? Even his wife says, you know, why don't you just go and die? So his wife is turned against him. He's lost all his children. He's lost all his money. He's got these friends acting crazy and saying all these things. And he's just like, man. But in Job 19, verses 25 through 27, Job says the following. For I know that my Redeemer lives. Who's his Redeemer? Our God. Hallelujah. And that at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has thus been destroyed, then in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see on my side. Job never cursed God or stopped believing in him. 2 points I want you to see here. It says here, in the end, Job's friends were forgiven because of Job's prayers on their behalf. And Job's fortune and family were restored twofold as a blessing from the Lord for his faithfulness. 2 points. Job prayed for his friends. Here it is. Job has lost pretty much everything, and he's praying for other people. The second thing, Job never lost faith in God. He still believed God was God. I mean, he complained and he cried and he whined, but God even told him, well, who made the moon? Who created the sun? Did your friends do that? No, I did that. And so Job did realize, you know what, you're still God, and I believe you're my Redeemer, and that's what we need to believe. Amen? We need to believe that our life matters no matter what's going on. Glory to God. In conclusion, I don't know what you're going through, but I hope that today you're encouraged and reminded presence on this earth is a present to us all. The world will never know your relevance, your purpose, or your significance if you commit suicide, if you overdose on drugs, or die prematurely. Your life matters. Make a decision today to choose to live a life that's significant, that has a plan, that has an abundant life, that has an everlasting life. choose Jesus today. That's a life that matters. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, I hope this message was a blessing to you, but we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Do you want to have the everlasting, abundant life God has planned for you? You can only receive it by accepting his son, Jesus. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Are you ready? Repeat after me. It's really simple. You're just speaking with your mouth and believing it in your spiritual heart. Say, Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm sorry. I want to receive your son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe Jesus died for me. I believe Jesus was buried for me. I believe he rose again for me. And right now, I am saved. Say, my life matters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have a second invitation. And this is for those who need to rededicate their life to Christ today. This is for those who may have received Jesus 20 years ago, last week. And maybe you've committed a sin since then. And you say, I want to come back to him wholeheartedly. 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So you confess underneath your breath anything you've done, and I'll pray for you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you for always being so good to us, for revealing to us that our lives do matter, no matter where we're at, whether our account is negative 000. It doesn't matter. You love me. You sent Jesus just for me. And right now, I pray that those who are on this call, who are listening, are rededicating their life and coming back to you wholeheartedly, Father God. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That bell is just for you, those who received Jesus and those who rededicated their lives. Glory to God. And guess what? I have a free gift for you. If you'd like to receive your gift today, just reach out to me at www.freeluncheandprayer.org. Click the contact button, and I'll send that free gift out to you. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go through our announcements. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. That's based on 2 Samuel 9 and 3. Is there yet anyone left in the house of Texas, Michigan, Italy, or Southfield that I may show the compassion of the Lord to? I would like to bring the street ministry to your church. Let's pray on it. If you feel led, reach out to me. I'd love to do it. If you have a special event coming up, reach out to me. Say, Sister Shelley, we'd like you to speak at our next event. Reach out to me at freeluncheandprayer.org. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages at any time. All I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones. It's only 15 minutes. Amen. All right, everyone. I love you. I hope you've been blessed by the message for this week. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, and that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say, amen. Now let's remember, street love begins with you. Have a blessed week, everyone. I love you. And remember, your life matters.